seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll direct you to the book of Exodus, chapter 18, and the 18th verse. The book of Exodus, chapter 18, and verse 18. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee, that thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. The 18th chapter of the book of Exodus, and the 18th verse. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. As we read in the lesson this evening, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, had brought Moses' wife and two sons to him in the wilderness. And Jethro inquires of Moses how he was doing and how the people were. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when we can be like Moses and speak of how we are, not just in body, but too in our souls, and how the Lord had wonderfully appeared for Moses and the children of Israel in delivering them from the Egyptians and all the powers of Pharaoh. But upon Moses was laid a very great weight, and that was that all the burdens and cares of the children of Israel were brought to Moses for him to deal with before the Lord and to seek the Lord's will concerning all these matters. And Jethro, in his wisdom, gave some good advice to Moses, good counsel in this whole matter. And our text is found in what he said. And what teaching there is in it. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Now he didn't mean it was morally good or morally evil, but he felt the whole thing was too much for Moses to bear. And hence he went on to speak of this. And before I name it, you know, there are times with every one of the Lord's dear children where they come into places where they feel the whole thing is too great for them. And I want us helped in a moment to look at that. And what did Jethro say to Moses? Thou wilt surely wear away. Now really, you know, those of us that know so much of great weights and trials and burdens laid upon us, they wear us down, don't they? And there's no doubt As Moses ventures through this wilderness with all the burdens of the children of Israel, the difficulties of the journey, the things that were cases that were so hard, it was wearing the dear man down, both in his body and in his mind. And there are times where it does in our souls. I remember when great Uncle Jabez at Black Boys passed away, and he was only just over 70. My grandfather, I remember him saying, he said, you know, many of the trials that the dear man went through brought him to his grave. And you know, there are occasions where that is so. We know, and I would be very careful in saying it, nothing comes by chance, and the Lord doesn't lay upon his people more than they can bear. But sometimes it wears them right down. And I used to think of him in his pastorate there, you know. There were so many things that wore him right down and brought him to his grave. Here, Jethro, who was well established as the priest of Midian, could give Moses this good advice. And he says, thou wilt surely wear away. As he looked at the situation, what Moses was in, he truly felt this would be the issue. Now Moses, let us remember, Moses was a very strong character. And even after this, he for 40 years had to lead them. But what Jethro said, you see, was exactly what Moses was walking in, and it was wearing him away. I've sometimes felt over the years as a pastor, you know, that it wears me away. When I read this today, I thought, I know a little what Moses was feeling at this time and why Jethro said it. But he didn't just say it concerning Moses. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. Well, so great were the things that were being brought to Moses, the great things, the small things. They had to wait sometimes from morning to night just to bring them to Moses. And sometimes they had to come back another day with them. So it was not just wearing Moses right away. It was wearing the people away as well. And that's why Jethro said that he should choose out men that were able. And what do we read? Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to rule, to be rulers by thousands, and of hundreds, and of fifties, and of tens. These were to help him bear the burden, you see. It's a wonderful thing, you know, to be a burden bearer. I know sometimes it's very trying and very difficult to walk it out. But what a wonderful thing to be a real burden bearer. And the Lord knows why He's laid this on me, and I didn't get it till late this afternoon, really. This text. He knows within your heart the burdens you bear, and He knows within mine and in our pathways. And the wonderful thing is, the Lord has promised to bear the burdens of His people. I love that couplet of the hymn, the Lord speaking really. I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. You think in Nehemiah's day, regarding building the walls, there were those that were bearers of burdens. One did this, and one did that, and one did something else regarding the building of the wall. It wasn't all left to Nehemiah. There were those willing, the Lord made them willing, to bear those burdens with Nehemiah. But as we read in that, on that occasion, their strength had decayed. Not only because of the burdens they were carrying in carrying the stones and doing the work, but because of the opposition from Sanballat and Tobiah. And it was wearing them down, that opposition. And you think of it concerning Satan. He knows how to attack the child of God and how it wears them down and adds to the burdens they carry. You know, the devil's not short of ammunition. And if he can fire something at the child of God, he will. Oh, he will. So what does our text say? Thou wilt surely wear away. There was no doubt about this. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, could speak it from experience. He had known it. And he was giving this good advice to Moses, this wise counsel. Both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. You know, there's some wonderful records in the Gospels and throughout the Word of God where there were those things that were too heavy for them. And there may be one here tonight, you've got something upon you and it's too heavy for you. That's just how you feel. Think of dear Elijah under the juniper tree. He felt to be the only one left that had not bowed his knee nor worshipped Baal. And he asked the Lord that he might die. And he goes to sleep. And as he slept, and you see, when we're really burdened, it can act in two ways. Sometimes we cannot sleep at all because of it. Other times it's so great, it just wears the body down and it collapses under it and we sleep. Moses did. He slept. You know, there are prayers that the Lord never answers. And the Word of God has several occasions where that was so, you know. And I name the case of dear Elijah. He asked the Lord that he might die there under that juniper tree. But the Lord didn't grant it to him, did he? He didn't answer his petition. It's a wonderful thing sometimes the Lord doesn't answer us, because we may pray in a completely wrong way, we may pray in a right way, but in a wrong spirit. But you look at dear Elijah, there he was. And what did the Lord do? He sends his angel down and awakes him from sleep. And as Elijah awakes, behold, there was the cakes being baked on the coals. And what did the Lord say through his angel? And you know, I believe that angel was no ordinary angel. He was none other than the Lord Jesus came to him. And what did he say to Moses? Arise and eat. For the journey is too great for thee. Wonderful word, you know. Do you know what it is for the Lord to speak that to you? It's too great for thee. I've told you before, but I shall never forget the Lord speaking it to me in the first Lord's Day evening of 1967, and at the time I was suffering from nervous exhaustion, and the doctors told me all I'd got to do was rest. You know, as we ventured into that new year, and I was due to preach at Ponsard Road morning and afternoon in London. And the Lord gave me so clearly that week a text to take to Ponsard Road. And I ventured with it. And it was this: the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. And really I shouldn't have gone according to doctor's advice, but the Lord gave me that word clearly and I felt I must go and deliver it. And the old Mr. Everett, the deacon there, he said to me on his dying bed, you know, years later, he said, I've never forgot that first time you came to Ponsard Road. He said, you got in my heart and you've been in it ever since. But there was no minister at Watford for the evening, and they asked me if I would try and go, and I felt to have got no strength, or I didn't know how to put one foot in front of the other, naturally speaking. And I went to Watford, you know, and I got no text. I felt to be at the ends of the earth. The deacons came in the vestry and they prayed before the service. And they went into the chapel, and as soon as they started to sing the hymn, I tried to venture to go into the pulpit, got nothing. And I shall never forget how I put my hand on that pulpit rail, you know, and the Lord spoke audibly from heaven to me. Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. You know, it just melted me. And I ventured with it, and I preached for me that night, and there's a few dear souls still alive, you know, they've never forgot it. It was the message of heaven, I preached it to my soul, and I preached it to them. So I know a little what Moses felt here. And you know, the Lord wonderfully took me home that night. And to our home, naturally, and from that day I started to strengthen and get better. It was too great for me. It was too great for Moses. It was too great all this for Elijah too at the under the juniper tree, wasn't it? Moses in the wilderness, Elijah under the juniper tree, it was all too great. But it wasn't too great for their God, was it? Oh no. And those things you may be in tonight, it may be in providence, it may be in your family, it may be in your soul, it may be as you look at the future and the unknown way. And you feel a little like Moses did here. For this thing. Now, the Lord knows what this thing is that's too heavy for you. It comes so I will name it. This thing may be an exercise that you have. And it's a great exercise, and in a sense it's like a burden to you. And that exercise may be concerning the sacred ordinances of the Lord's house, following the Lord, and it's such a great weight to you. You carry it night and you carry it day. It's a very similar exercise to the ministry, really. You know, and I was exercised concerning it in 1963. I went to bed with it. I got up with it in the morning. The burden of it. And the same applied in 1966 when I went in the ministry. And you see, what he says here, Jethro, is so true, for this thing is too heavy for thee. So what are you going to do with it if it's too heavy for you? Well, what do we read in Deuteronomy? The cause that is too hard for thee, bring it unto me. Bring it unto me. You take it to the Lord, this thing that's too hard for you. Bring it unto him. We think of those words the Lord spoke to Abraham and Sarah. Is anything too hard for the Lord? It was too hard for Moses. It was too hard for Elijah. But it's not too hard for the Lord, poor son. Your burden. The thing. And the Lord knows what this thing is. Let's put it like this. It's between your heart, and you may not have divulged it to a soul. Between your heart and the Lord. For this thing is too heavy for thee. And it may be as you read that, and as I venture to quote it this evening, you say, amen. That's just how it is, Lord. And then he goes further, you see. Now, before I name it, you bring it all to the Lord as he helps you. Spread it at his dear feet. Well, you look in the case of dear Hezekiah. When he received the letters from Sennacherib, what did he do with them? This thing was too hard for him, too heavy for him. And so what did he do? He spread it on all before the Lord. He laid the letters out and he spread them all before the Lord. Lord, thou knowest what's in them. Thou knowest what's in them. And look how the Lord appeared for him. And he can do that today. You spread it before the Lord. How many times the Lord's dear people, they may well, to use an illustration, receive servants of God may receive a letter for inviting them to a place to preach, and it's such a burden and such a heavy weight to them. What should they do in it all? And many times I've had to take the letter and lay it on the bed and get on my knees and say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do with it? What is thy will? You see, what really Jethro was setting before Moses was this: the Lord's will in the whole matter. Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. I think of the late Joe Field that was pastor at Sedgley. You know, when he received the invitation to go to Black Boys to preach the first time, I remember him telling me, he said, you know, that letter, he said, it came, and oh, he said, the weight of it. He said, I had to go, and he said, I took it up in my bedroom, I opened it, I laid it on the bed and fell on my knees before the God of heaven. Lord, what is thy will in this matter? It's too heavy for me. And that night he went to hear his father preach, begging of the Lord would show him what he got to do. And after the service, his father went into the vestry, and he went in there and he said to his father, he said, now you read this. And he gave him the letter. And he read it, and he looked at his son and he said, well, my boy, you're going to go, aren't you? You see, the Lord had laid it in his dear father's heart, and he laid it in his Uncle Jabez's heart at Black Boys to ask him. You know, these things are laid in the hearts of the Lord's people. Souls are laid there. And they are great weight to some of us. And know that the Lord would enable us to spread them all before him. For the thing is too heavy for thee. And the Lord knows tonight those things are too heavy for you. Oh, he does. And he alone will give you the strength, like he did Moses, to carry it, to bear it. And he will give you that help to carry it. And he will give you that support. And what does he go on to say? Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Oh no. Moses couldn't perform it, could he? But the Lord could. He performeth, Job said, the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. Oh, they are. He's the ever-performing God. Oh, I love that 14th hymn. The ever-performing God. He that rolls the stars along speaks all the promises. And what does Jethro go on to say? And I'll be brief because of the time, but he says this: hearken now unto my voice. You know, it wasn't just Jethro speaking it, it was the Lord speaking. And may the Lord do this to you and to me tonight. Hearken, oh, that we might hearken to what he has to speak. The hymn writer said, listen to what the Saviour saith and seek for grace to follow that. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Oh, think of it, poor soul. there you've got these things, too great for you, too heavy for you, you cannot manage them, but the Lord can, and He will be with you in it. You won't be in it alone. He'll be with you to help you in it, and He'll be with you to undertake for you in it, and He'll be with you to uphold you in it, and He'll be with you to strengthen you each day in it. We hope to sing at the close, as thy days, thy strength shall be. And you look at dear Moses. Oh, the Lord gave him strength for each day, didn't He? All those years afterwards, he was still leading the children of Israel. God shall be. Look at the certainty of the promise. And may the Holy Spirit whisper that to your soul and mine tonight. God shall be with thee. Now, these words were written by the Holy Spirit. They weren't just Jethro's. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. Bringing them unto Him who can manage them all, who can deal with them all, can make those things that are impossible with men possible, can do those things that are too great for you and great for me. That thou mayest bring the causes unto God. Good instruction, wasn't it? Divine counsel. And if nothing this evening, I preach this to myself. But may the Holy Spirit wonderfully seal it home to each of our hearts. I don't know what you may be in, but the Lord does. And if it's of God tonight, that you will live to see it fulfilled and all brought to fruition, because Moses was too. And it was to all be done to the honour and the glory of God and for the good of Moses, the teaching of the people, and for their divine blessing. Amen.